This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. Demesia Padilla was the New Mexico Secretary of the Department of Taxation and Revenue and was appointed in 2010 by Governor Susana Martinez. She resigned in 2016 after she got notified of a search warrant that she was under investigation by the Attorney General's office for multiple criminal acts. Now, in June of 2018, she's been charged by the Attorney General's office, alleging she embezzled more than $25,000 from a former client and used her cabinet position to push for favorable tax treatment. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
The charges come a year and a half after investigators raided the Tax and Revenue Department office and carted off documents looking for those that linked Padilla and her husband to the embezzlement and other charges. She resigned shortly after the raid. Attorney General Hector Baldera said in a statement that Padilla, a Republican, had violated the public trust as the alleged actions occurred while she was running the tax department. The charges filed in state district court in Santa Fe include embezzlement, engaging in an official act for personal gain, and violating the ethical principles of public service. Three of the eight counts against her are felonies, and the other five are misdemeanors. More after this. If Padilla is convicted of all eight charges, she could see 25 years behind bars and pay $30,000 in fines. Her attorney, Paul Kennedy, wouldn't comment last week when questioned about giving preferential tax treatment to a former client. Padilla denied the allegations. She also denied pressuring employees in the Tax and Rev office to do so. The first clue of problems came from then-state auditor Tim Keller, now mayor of Albuquerque, who said his investigation suggested there was a pattern of behavior that put state revenue, whistleblowers, and ethics standards at risk. He said, quote, "There is no place for abuse of power from our highest-ranking officials. That's why we refuse to sweep it under the rug in the face of intense pressure due to the fact that she was a powerful appointee of Governor Martinez," end quote. The AG's office in the criminal complaint says they interviewed about a dozen people. They looked at tax records and tax and revenue records as well. The embezzlement charges aren't for taking state money, but embezzling over $25,000 from a trucking company client. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
The sheer number of New Mexico officials who've been charged with and usually convicted of wrongdoing while in office is simply appalling. There is no excuse for any of it other than ego and greed. New laws, aggressive prosecution, and convictions should help. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.